You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, on this New Year's Eve 2017, I invite you to make a comparison in your life between now and 1 year ago. Here's the question: are you closer to God or are you further away from God? Again, think about now in comparison to a year ago. And then, what are your reasons for your answer? For example, are your priorities now better or worse than they were a year ago? Are your habits spiritually healthy or unhealthy in comparison to a year ago? Is your time in the Bible more or less in comparison to a year ago? As you think about your own comparison, maybe you have other reasons as well, but if the news of your comparison is good, I encourage you to greatly rejoice, and if it is not so good, what is the answer? The answer is, let's be more serious about the things of God, about the return of Jesus Christ, and about the reality of eternity that is coming for all people. Going back to our gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, the first part of it, verses 35 and 36, we find a warning from Jesus to continually be ready. Again, he said, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, in order that coming and knocking immediately they may open to him." Notice the picture. You can see that everyone is dressed for action and everyone is in action. They are busy with their assigned tasks. Jesus also said to keep your lamps burning. In other words, in a spiritual sense, he was saying, stay awake, be alert. This idea of taking a break. Maybe you've had a job where you had kind of a strict situation. You were working by the hour. You were allowed to take a certain kind of a break in the morning, a certain kind of a break in the afternoon, and that was it, no longer than what you were given. That kind of a job, when the boss says to do it that way, that's what we should do. That's how we honor our Savior. When I think about that type of thing, I think about a job I worked years ago sometimes. So sometimes I found myself at the end of a conveyor, and these bags are coming down the conveyor, bags of 90-pound concrete. As they're coming down the conveyor, I'm having to grab them, turn, and stack them on a pallet. So they're coming as fast as the man at the other end can fill them and send them down the conveyor. They're coming pretty quick, and it's a lot of work to do it, but we worked very hard at it, though. Once in a while, the man sending the bags would take a break. He would walk down to where I was, and maybe we would talk for a minute or two. And you know what would happen almost every time we stopped when we weren't supposed to stop? We stop for a minute, and the boss walks in. And he's probably thinking, how long have you guys been stopped? But yet it was like we just stopped and he just came in. Almost every time it worked out that way. Not a good feeling when that happened. Going back to what Jesus said, he talked about this idea of opening to him right away. If you look at the picture again, you can see everyone is busy. There's a knock at the door. Right away the door is open. No hesitation at all. So there's nothing to stage, there's nothing to hide, there's nothing to regret. May the Spirit of God so work in us so we are always ready to immediately welcome our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes again. Going on to the second part, we have some encouragement here to know that great blessings are coming. Going back to verse 37, Jesus said, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake." Literally, the Greek word there would translate watching. So not just physically awake, but actually watching, looking for the master to come. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he, that is the master, will dress himself for service and have them, in other words, the servants, recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch, in other words, between 10 at night and 2 in the morning, or if he comes in the third watch, between 2 in the morning and 6 in the morning, and finds his servants awake, blessed are those servants. So very unexpected times, aren't they? Once it gets dark out, we lock our doors for the night, we close our curtains, we're not expecting anyone to be knocking at the door, are we? But Jesus is trying to say, I'm going to come at an unexpected time, so just because you're not expecting me doesn't mean that I'm not coming. Think about the big picture for a moment. The Son of God came once in order to remove our sins, then he will come again in order to usher in eternity. Thinking about his first coming, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." When we think of the greatness of the Son of God, we should have served him, but instead, he served us. Now let's be logical about this. If he served us the first time, you would think that definitely the second time, that's going to be then us serving him. But doesn't it seem to be saying the opposite here? It says that when he comes, he's going to serve us. It says, the master will dress himself for service and have the servants recline at table, and he will come and serve them. Wow, what an amazing God we have, first of all, serving us with his suffering and death, and then coming again in order to serve us. Therefore, he calls us to keep watching for him with gladness, knowing that he's coming to bless us. He calls us to keep watching at the most unexpected times. He calls us to remain awake and watching, and he calls us to be ready to receive even more undeserved blessings. Again, wow, what an awesome God we have. Coming to the third and final part, we see a warning from Jesus that we would be wise like the master of the house. Again, Jesus said, "But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." We could say that the master of a house has that position because he is wise and because he is faithful. What else is true? That master has also assigned a task to each person in the house, and he is constantly ready for when a thief might come. Regarding responsibilities, faithfulness is defined as doing the work Jesus has given us while eagerly awaiting his return. In a sense, that's all we need to know between now and the time he comes, to look for what he has assigned to do it, and all the while to keep watching for him to come again. Therefore, as we have been assigned, thus, according to Ephesians 2, we have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. And as we have been instructed to be ready, even here in this text, let us, by God's grace, be diligent in both ways. Let us be diligent in both ways now. May God grant that for us in 2018, and may God keep granting that to us until finally our Master comes again. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we can be so pulled and distracted by the devil, by this sin-filled world, and by our own sinful desires. So we pray that you would come to our aid now and continue to aid us until finally we are with you forever. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Questions? Needs? contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.